Hello, welcome to 10-7 Live. Live on Blog Talk Radio. This is AJ Jones. Okay. Today's episode is called That's So Racist show. And basically this show we will be talking about and discussing, you know, the fallout that the white community has had over The Wiz Live. Now, it has pretty much, I'm going to say it bothered me to my core, because there were too many, there has been too many occasions where, you know, minorities have done something and it was a hit, and no one, you know, and there's been too many occasions where things have, you know, minorities have done something and it was a really, really big hit and people complained anyway. Like, that is so annoying. And I kept seeing these different Twitter posts and I kept seeing all of these different, reactions. Oh, how would you feel if we made an all-white version of The Wiz? Newsflash, everybody. The Wiz is a African-American spinoff of The Wizard of Oz, who had a all-white cast. There was not a minority in sight on that cast. The reason why The Wiz came about, now, true enough, The Wizard of Oz was made in 1939. The Wiz came out 39, 40 years later, maybe almost 50 years later. The thing that bothers a lot of people is the fact that, you know, when minorities do something, you know, someone has to feel entitled to be included. And that's just messed up. The feeling of entitlement is, among some people, is just ridiculous. The Wiz was recorded in 1978. Now, let's just admit it, you know, it doesn't matter what demographic you come from, The Wiz is popular amongst all demographics. Let's just throw that out in the open. It doesn't even matter what ethnic group you come from, it's black, white, whatever. The Wizard of Oz was relatable, but at the same time, it did not reach black, black audiences couldn't internalize it because there was no minorities in that cast when it was filmed. There was none. So you had creative minds like Quincy Jones that came in and brought some of the best African American actors of all time, of that time. You know, they grabbed Lena Horne. They grabbed Nipsey Russell and Sherman Hemsley, you know, to round out the main cast. You know, Dorothy being played by Diana Ross and the Scarecrow being played by Michael Jackson. You know, you had the blend of great acting, and then you had popular music. That this was like one of the first movies that made popular music musicals. You know, and that was something that's something that is totally amazing about, you know, this particular film. Now, I was born in 1980. The first time I saw The Wiz, I did not get it. I was probably about 6 or 7 years old. The second time I saw The Wiz, I was around 10 or 11. Ironically, I saw it around Christmas time. And I believe it was on VHS. I think my dad rented it. We were out of town, visiting family. I think we were in Memphis when I saw it for the first time. And it was then at age 11 when I got it. I was like, oh, wait a minute. The Wiz is the black version, an all-black cast of The Wizard of Oz, thus the name The Wiz. So we could, it was something that was relatable, and we called it our own. And that stuck with me. And that will later cause me to question when I got into my 20s, why were there no black actors in The Wizard of Oz? It caused me to ask that question. There were no black actors in The Wizard of Oz. Why? Because in that time, in 1939, when The Wizard of Oz was filmed, African American actors, pretty much for the most part, were pretty much held to the few opportunities, the Chitlin' Circuit plays, the Chitlin' Circuit movies. The people, most musicals usually involve, the big black jazz musicians and tap dancers. That's pretty much what we were reduced to at that time. And you really didn't see the remakes of the recasting, not the recasting, but you really didn't see the reruns of those movies until later on down the line. And even still right now, you still don't see a lot of those African American classic movies, those black and white movies. And then at that same time, you had the minstrel shows going on, where you had white people putting black paint on their face doing minstrel shows. And then, at the same time, you're telling African American actors they got to do that, when they're already dark complected. And that's why it is so important for people to know the origins of the movies that they are watching. These movies, The Wiz is historic for the African, for the African American and minority population. That was something that we could all relate to, for the fact that it quote on, Dorothy was trying to get back to Philadelphia. You know what I'm saying? Dorothy was trying to get back to quote unquote her city, versus in The Wizard of Oz, Dorothy's trying to get back to Kansas. It was out in the country for the most part. For whatever reason, at that time, when it came to African American movies and different things, things that go back to the things that go back to urban settings, we could relate to. Now, there's a lot, I have a lot more information on this particular subject. I have a lot more information for this particular subject, and we'll have to do a part two to this show. But I'm going to say this in closing. Of this country is in a bad state. With all that is going on right now, it is actually kind of hypocritical for the majority in this country, who's most of the population, to say that we don't have a problem and we don't have a racism issue in this country. And I think it is a fallacy when anyone says that we don't, because that's not true. For the simple fact that in 1939, directors did not reach out to one of the prominent African American actors for even the opportunity. And then on top of that was probably in the height of the Jim Crow era. It was in the height of the Jim Crow era. It was not going to happen. It was not socially acceptable for black actors or black entertainers to be in all white productions. Nobody wants to talk about the color lines in Hollywood. It's not acceptable to talk about the color lines in Hollywood. It's not. But let's just say it for what it is. It's affecting people today. It's affecting people today. I would like to give a message to the young Caucasian youth, mainly the teenagers. Watch shows that have been out longer than you've been alive. Watch those shows. Because if you don't watch those shows, you will not be in the know. And so when you make statements like, oh, what if we did an all-white cast of The Wiz? How would the minorities feel? Stop playing the victim. That was a very racially charged statement. Because whoever made that statement did not see, you know, the ignorance in the statement that they made. Until next time. The That's So Racist show will be continued next time. Keep looking out for the posts on Facebook and Skype and Twitter. And I will talk to you later. This is Channel 107 Live, and I'm out.